Tonight, the minority in parliament fires a blistering attack at the Mahama administration, demanding an end to what it calls empty promises, a lavish event, citing government's failure to pay road contractors despite allocating a whopping 5.3 billion cedis for road construction under the Big Push program. But the roads minister has a response.
You don't come into government with this fanfare and say reset, and then you come into the chamber singing, singing, singing. It's not about the songs you sing. Pay contractors.
So when the minority leader says that contractors are not being paid, I don't know whether he's talking about this country or he's talking about something else.
We'll be live in the House as Parliament approves 1.5 billion cedis in the 2026 budget allocation to the Ministry of Transport. Well, top story, as always, is brought to you by Telecel Connect, an energy's holy insecticide spray and coil. Enjoy holy sleep, and also by Shield Pension. Trust into the future with you. My name is Samuel Kojo Brace. Now, Minority Leader Alexander Fehmarki has fired a blistering attack on the government over the non-payment of road contractors, demanding an end to empty promises and lavish events. His anger is sparked by the government's failure to pay road contractors, despite allocating a whopping 5.3 billion for road construction under the Big Push program. During the presentation and adoption of appropriation for the Roads and Highways Ministry, the minority leader criticized the dysfunction of the road fund and its impact on private businesses who have invested massively in road projects.
I want the minister to seize this opportunity to tell us how much was released to him. He became literally redundant because the funds were not released. If you want to rebut this, the record will have him. How much was released? Now you come in, you say we should approve this amount of 5.378 billion. Are you sure the minister is going to release these monies for your operations? Besides, you are almost a year into office. Road fund still has no board. How do you disburse funds to the road contractors? This is part of your inefficiencies you've introduced as part of your so-called reset. I will not use the word incompetence, but anybody reading this would wonder why a government with opportunity to put in place their governance structures has refused to set up the road fund board. You came here to amend the law. What is delaying the formation of the board? And contractors are suffering. Is it a sin to invest in the private sector? That Ghanaian businesses who have gone to the banks to take loans are not being paid. They have worked. Their workers are at home. They are unable to pay their workers. And if you ask the simple reason that the government for over 10 months has refused, neglected, and for whatever internal politicking is unable to set up a simple board. I thought you had the men. I thought you had the men. You had competent men and women, some MPs who have no portfolio, who are not on any board. Why are you not putting them there? A lot of the qualified people in your government. You can't set up road fund board.
Well, let's go to the parliament and I speak to our correspondent there, James Avegi. James, first, walk us through the report of the Committee on the Roads and Transport. Hello, James. Do I have you?
Yes, Brace.
Great. So I want you to, first of all, walk us through the report from the Committee on Roads and Transport.
Well, this committee report captures the allocations of the ministry, what they expect to spend in the next 2026 year. What they want from government as well as the development partners. If you look at the report, it indicates that the ministry wants a total of 5.37 billion Ghana cedis. That is what they want. The committee has approved that the finance ministry should allocate to the committee. If you look at the breakdown, a total of 142.6 million Ghana cedis has been allocated for the payment of compensation to employees or salaries of employees, 59 million Ghana cedis for goods and services, and 5 million Ghana cedis for CAPEX. And so that's the total amount. Apart from that, the ministry said they are expecting a total of 910.8 million Ghana cedis as revenue from or allocations from development, international development partners to the ministry. We know that the some international agencies, including the World Bank and others, also undertake some road projects. And so they expect those to go as high as 910 million Ghana cedis. And so that's the outlook for the approved budget for the Ministry of Roads and Highways for the year 2026. Some would say, what about the over 30 billion Ghana cedis they allocated for the Big Push? The indication we get is that the Big Push is a project on its own, and so it does not feature directly in the budget allocation for, the expenditure allocation for the Ministry of Roads and Highways, please.
Let's now go back to the criticism by the minority. Now, we understand that criticism drew sharp rebuttals from the majority, particularly the majority chief whip. Tell us more about that.
Exactly, Brett. So the criticism actually started with the MP for Akim Swedru, who first indicated that even though they are willing to approve this budget, the finance ministry must be able to release this amount of money. He went on to reveal that as we speak, all the allocations for the road fund, not even a CD, has been released by the Ministry of Finance for the 2025 financial year. Then the majority whip, Roxin Nelson Dafamupo, came in, and he came in on the back of the minority leader Alexander Afenyo-Martin's presentation. In that presentation, he noted that as we speak, even the board for the road fund has not been set up, indicating that if the board is not set up, the ministry has no business arguing for allocation for such agencies under it. Then the majority whip fired back, saying that as at the time the ministry made some allocations for projects under the Agri Ministry, under the previous government, some of those agencies have not even been set up. And so the minority actually has no locus arguing on that tangent.
Mr. Speaker, here, he was here. He launched programs that he had long started and expended public money on them before he launched them. Planting for food and jobs. One village, one dam. One district, one factory. They were begun and public expenditures were spent on them before they were launched. Today they tell us that they are surprised that Big Push has expended money on projects that had been begun earlier this year. They haven't heard them before. And because the launch was in September, so to them, the expenditure on those projects could only occur after September. What the logic? Mr. Speaker, they should be thanking this government that we are continuing with road projects that they couldn't complete one. And we are also launching massive road projects, including in areas like Winneba and Afutu. Instead of thanking this government that we are even running dual carriageways from Winneba roundabout towards Swedro, you won't praise government for it. You are here talking about figures. Those figures, the reports emanated from the committee. The committee consists of members from this side and this side. So it can never be true that this budget and the report was not properly interrogated. All the agencies appear before the committee.
Well, Abaji, the Roads and Highways Minister has also been responding to the minority. What has he been saying?
Honorable Agboja, in his response, also indicated that, in fact, as we speak, the government, during the transition period, also misled Ghanaians in some declarations, especially on the amount of money that has been left for the coming government to pay in terms of road contracts that has been allocated, also calling them out for not fulfilling some major promises they made both in the road sector and outside the road sector to Ghanaians, and for which reason he thinks that the minority should help approve this budget and hold the trust that they, the majority and the government, will walk the talk and implement the essential or the major promises they have made to Ghanaians in the 2026 manifesto, as also indicated in the budget.
Projects were awarded, majority of them without any commencement authorization from Ministry of Finance. Talk about recklessness, I wouldn't even have to make any comment about that. We also inherited unpaid bills of over 60 billion Ghana cedis if you compare GOG, Road Fund, and Cocoa Board. In fact, as a result, you know, Cocoa Board Road Project has totally collapsed and the reforms are being carried out currently as we speak. Mr. Speaker, 90% or more of the contractors on our roads were not on site. They stopped work because they have raised certificates and have not been paid for a long period of time and have actually stopped work. And Mr. Speaker, famous for those projects that contractors have stopped working was Ofanko Road, which had regular demonstrations from members of the public, and rightly so, drawing the attention of the state. Interestingly, the demonstrators were not paid any attention until 2025. But Mr. Speaker, it was very simple. The contractor was owed almost $80 million for works done and unpaid for. Mr. Speaker, President Mahamat directed, and that was the first contractor that was paid. Almost 800 million Ghana Cedi was paid to that contractor, and that is why that contractor is back to site today. So when the minority leader says that contractors are not being paid, I don't know whether he's talking about this country or he's talking about something else. Because a contractor, they could not pay, of which the most important alignment on road traffic in our country, Accra Kumasi, was abandoned and the contractor was not working. Today, that contractor is working and we are very, very hopeful that project will be completed.
Still on Top Story, brought to you by Telecell, Holy Insecticide Spray and Coil, and also by Shield Pension Trust. Let's bring in Kennedy Osei-Nyako. He is a ranking member on the Roads and Transport Committee of Parliament. I'm grateful to you, sir, for joining here, unfortunately. Do I have you, Honorable Kennedy Osei-Nyako?
Yes, I'm here.
Great. So let's talk specifics. Do we know how much exactly government owes contractors that your leader is accusing government of not paying?
Okay, so thank you very much for having me on your show, and a very good evening to your cherished listeners too as well. Yes, you know, today as part of the estimates approval for the Ministry of Roads and Highways, an issue came up with regards to the arrears at the ministries. I mean, if you look at the report that was presented to the committee by the ministry itself, it gave details as to how much government owes contractors, both GOG and Road Fund as at December 31st, 2024. It is captured in the report. So, I mean, there's no ambiguity. As of December 31st, 2024, government of Ghana, the outstanding IPCs or bills that the government needed to pay road contractors for under Road Fund stood at 5.3 billion. 5.3 billion, and under GOG it was 11 billion. So if you put it together, we are talking about it was around 17 billion, a little over 17 billion. That was the total outstanding bill that government of Ghana was owing contractors, both under GOG project and Rofan. As of September, when they just reported in 2026 budget, as of September 2025, the bill has gone, the outstanding bill for Rofan has gone up to a little over 11 billion. And the GOG outstanding has also gone up to 19 billion. So if you put it together, we are talking about an outstanding indebtedness of government to road contractors, both GOG and road fund, to the tune of 28.2 billion. That is about 60% increase as from December 31st, 2024. But I don't want to apportion any blame to anybody. Once there are projects ongoing, definitely contractors will raise a certificate expecting the government to pay them. But the unfortunate part is that we are in December. Today is December 2nd. Road fund, we allocated 2.8 billion to road fund so that they could pay road contractors. As you speak, the finance minister did not even release a peswa for the road fund to be able to. But I mean, they also raised an issue that because of a new act, the road maintenance trust fund that was passed by parliament, which requires that certain structures are to be put in place before the board is established. A board is established, and the formula is also passed by parliament. In terms of allocation of the fund, that is the more reason why we could not make any progress. But that cannot be an excuse. The government, all this while, knew that all these measures these structures have to be put in place. We passed this law almost 4 months now,
okay.
And government within that 4 months could not even put up the board so that they could release the 2.8 billion. Road fund that we get from the fuel levies and other sources to be able to pay contractors that have worked for some time and raised certificates, and they are pending in almost more than a year. They are not getting any time. That is the most worrying part of it. I'm sure that is where the issue, heightened the tension in the house, and the road minister came in to make some kind of interventions.
So I get a sense that when it comes to the road fund, we have money in it, but because of the new law, that's why the disbursement has been a challenge.
Yes. We have 2.8 billion in it, but it has not been disbursed because per the new act that was passed close to 4 months ago, the ministry has to put up a new board.
Okay. But
and appoint administrators and deputy administrators to manage the fund.
But
as we speak, government has not done that.
So that is why the monies have not been released. But you say that as of September, the contract that are assigned to the road fund, government owes around 11 billion.
So IPCs, yes.
So, a little over
11 billion from where they took it from. They took it from 5-point-something billion, a little over 5 billion in December 31st, 2024. That is the outstanding bills that the government of Ghana was owing contractors that have worked under Rofan. And the GOG, as at 31st December 2024, contractors that have worked under GOG and they've raised certificate to be paid, was a little over 11 billion,
okay.
But now, as of September now, they've all moved. The GOG has moved to a little over 19 billion. Then the road fund has moved from 5 to a little over 11 billion.
Which means,
if you put all this together, government of Ghana is owing contractors
a little over 28 billion. That is 28.2 billion. That is what is captured on the record. And if anybody is speaking to any indebtedness about government to road contractors, that is exactly so. I don't know where they got that figure. The figure that the minister was talking about, that government was owing 60 billion. Maybe because the minister was talking about commitment. As for commitment, government can make commitment. But until the contractor goes to site, works and raise certificates, and being captured in the system, you cannot count it as, let's say, as part of government bills that government owes. If you want to know how much the actual figure that was owed by government of Ghana to contractors, both under Road Fund and GOG, in December 31st, 2024, the bill stood at 17 billion.
I get that point, but doesn't this raise the issue about sources of funding before contracts are given? Because as you say, the road fund alone, we owe 11 billion, but we have 2.5 billion in it. It means we'll there will still be some outstanding. So haven't we gotten to a point where we need to look at, do we have money before we give contracts?
I think there's an issue all of us need to discuss. And I'm happy the minister, based on the advice that we gave to him at the committee level, I think he has accepted that it is time for us to look at how we award contract to give projects. If we don't have the funding, we don't need to commit the state into any new project. And I think that is something good that we have to do. And in doing so, to also help us to reduce accumulation of arrears and debt. Because the more you give contract, the more you incur. I mean, you bills will be raised, and you'll be forced to find money. And this firefighting approach of paying little by little to contractors, and we are not able to clear all the debt, and some of the contractors even go to the extent of invoking certain sessions of the agreement for interest on delay payment, which sometimes is even twice of the original amount of the contract, is something that is worrying. There must be a strategy as to how we will deal with these arrears. We'll clear them, and after that, we'll go by our budget. If there's no money, we'll not give any contract or any project which we don't have the funding for. And I think that is the only solution that we are in doing so. What we need to do is that we need to pay critical attention to maintenance of our roads. Because if government is not going to commit the state in constructing new projects, then government has to pay serious attention to the existing roads and make sure that the needed maintenance support that we need to give it to the existing road are given. That one, it will reduce the bill of government.
Okay, which your committee, your committee has a role to play in ensuring that that is done.
Exactly. And we have indicated our readiness to support the ministry to ensure that they are able to deal with these matters, so that going forward, we don't have government struggling to pay contractors that have raised IPCs, and it keeps on mounting, and it put pressure on the system and pressure on the contractors, especially those people who have gone to bank to take contract loans to do government projects, expecting to have their payment to go and pay. Their lenders. Okay. These are very serious issues, serious matters that it gets back, and we need to look at it well. Every government comes in and we complain about this. I'm sure the previous administration, the MPP administration, also came and met some kind of bills there that they needed to pay those bills.
I'm grateful to you, Honorable Kennedy Osei-Nyakun, a ranking member on the Roads and Transport Committee, for joining us here. Let me bring in the CEO of Chamber of Construction Industry, Emmanuel Cherry. Grateful to you, sir, for joining. How much are you owed? Hello, Mr. Cherry.
Yes, yes.
How much are your members owed in terms of roads that you've done and you've raised IPPs?
Yeah, as we speak now, the government owned budget portfolio, we are talking about a little over 40 billion Ghana cedis. So I'm surprised to hear that the ranking on the road committee is stating certain figures that possibly is the invariance to what exactly is in the books as we speak.
So how much you are owed is over 40 billion, not what the ranking is giving us.
Yes. So as we speak now, immediately government of the day took over, you and I, after going to the books, a committee has been set put in place to look into the books that has been handed over to them during the handing over. And then the a consultant was also charged to do the consultancy work, making sure that every figure that has been presented together with the documents match accordingly. As we speak, there is so much work ongoing, and that is what some of us, the contractors, are having a challenge with. Because we have worked for years now, and then we work with agencies, ministries, and departments. Now, every contract that has been awarded has its own client. The IPC, that interim payment certificate, that is being presented by the contractors, the awarding agencies have copies of those particular certificates. Now, per the government new directive, is telling us that let every contractor that works submit IPC from, how do you call it, wherever, either 2015, 2016, or what have you, up to June 2025. The same applies to the contract document. Go and see what exactly is happening at the ministry now. The place is crowded. Surprisingly, most contractors are not even aware that this is what is ongoing. So which means if you don't have any, how do you call it, ears on the ground, possibly far away in the other part of the country, you may end up being, how do you call it, taken out of this particular exercise. This is one of the challenges that has been bedeviled us. As a result of what? The previous government indebtedness to contractors. I'm very happy to hear that the ranking is now saying that contractors are suffering. Since when do they know? Sincerely, let's put politics aside. Whilst we were calling upon them to come to our aid, we have gone to take money from the financial market. Financial institutions are collapsing. Industry is collapsing because of we, the contractors, heavily indebtedness to them. They never mind us. Now they're in the position, they want to cry. Hey, anyway, all we need is, as we speak today, government is indebtedness to us is over 40 billion.
So what do you intend to do? What when you meet, what's the consensus among your members?
Is that?
What do you intend to do now that you know that you say government owes you more than 40 billion, but you've heard the amount that government has decided to devote in paying your debt? What will you do?
So, as we speak now, the challenge we are going through, as I said earlier, is about the structures the government of the day is putting in place, making sure that he absorbs all the, how do you call it, those liabilities through the back door. All these things to us, we are seeing it as a by time. All we need is government is owing us. We also owing the financial institutions. We are also owing the how do you call it, other creditors as well as the manufacturing sector. So if contractors have been kept in the books without paying, the entire manufacturing sector will suffer. Financial sector will suffer. And therefore, all we are saying is government should take a prudent step, making sure that he makes money available to pay contractors. We are not saying you pay at all.
Okay. I'm grateful to you, Emmanuel Cherry, for joining us. Let me bring in Isaac AJ Minsa, who's chairperson of the Roads and Transportation Committee. So you've listened to the contractors. They say that they are owed over 40 billion, but the amount devoted by allocated to pay them is inadequate. What's the plan in defraying those debt that government owes them?
So thank you so very much for bringing me to your show. I overheard the Contractor Association talking about the indebtedness to them. And I think I also appreciate this concern that government should take appropriate steps to ensure that those bills are settled. Not all of them at all. At least some steps should be made to make sure that it's been paid. Exactly so, that's what government is doing. We as a committee, when we met the ministry, this issue came up. And if you've heard me in Parliament, I talked about the escalation of debt. And so we agree with the Contractors Association that steps will be taken by the government to make sure that the bills are all settled. Most of this indebtedness are carried over from the previous administration, and the steps are being taken to ensure that, you know, some of these payments are being made. I wish you spoke with the minister. I'm aware some payments have been made to contractors. Over 5 billion Ghana cedis have been paid to contractors, and the minister has given in some press release on that. But for us as a committee, we had a commitment from the ministry when we met them because we're concerned about the escalation of debt.
But the money is allocated to them is way lower than how much they are owed. So how would they be paid?
So that's what I'm saying, that you need to agree with the contractor association. They said, with our heading right, it says, government should take appropriate steps to ensure that if they are not able to pay everything at all, reasonable or substantial act is being passed in the details. Okay. And I'm also saying that majority of these indebtedness were carried over from the previous regime.
Okay.
And so, all right, so long as the government has accepted, has taken steps, because governance is a continuum, to make the payment, that is a good thing. So the provision in the budget is the assurance to the public that contractors can't not be allowed to be waving around without being paid because it's too well from the previous year. And the proper steps have been taken. So the budget allocation is to help alleviate the worries of.
I'm grateful to you. Isaac K.J. Mensah is the chairperson of the Roads and Transportation Committee of Parliament. This has been Top Story. Up next, this news night.
To handle the situation with care, avoiding any perception of politicization or manipulation.